Great morning to you. You are now tuned into Handcrafted Radio. I'm your host, Crafty Z. So, today's topic is mad media. So, my post on my Instagram page, which is at Crafty Z, is one of the posts is smile. You're designed to. You know, it's a positive post. And I was trying to figure, like, I was talking or had a conversation the other day, and it was just like, positivity doesn't sell. Like, the concept is, as positive as you want to be, the only way you would get attention or any followers or, you know, anything social media wise or, you know, YouTubing, whatever, anything in that realm of entertainment would be based on not happy things, but violence and negativity and, you know, like, and at first I was just like, no, that can't be right. Like, no, you're crazy. Like, that's ridiculous. But, you know, when I think about it, and I go through my Netflix all the time, and you think out of all the new things, there's zombie things coming out, there's different, who left my man, whatever type of stuff, but it's drama. Scandal and all those other shows, it's drama. They're like the highest rating TV shows and the highest rating, getting awards and a whole bunch for drama. And like, we sit back now, like if you really sit down and think way back when, I'm not 100 years old, but you know, I'm older, and you think about, like, he watches Step by Step, old shows, like, I don't know, A Different World, like those kind of shows, Leave It to Beaver, I Love Lucy, like all those shows from way back when, Abbott and Costello, I'm like taking it way back, ain't I? But when you think about back then, it's just, everything seems to be so happy, you know, so positive, so upbeat. And I'm just like, wow, is that where we are now? Like, is negativity the predominant factor in our lives? And if that's the case, then for those of us that are positive, are we like the minority now? Like, are we the rare creature that actually does believe in happy endings? Like, I know I'm saying like a lot, but it's just saying, to be that rare breed that believes that our life should always be seen positively. I'm a jewelry designer. If you guys have listened to my other podcasts, you know that I am, in fact, a jewelry designer. And in my designing, I always acknowledge the fact that even if I'm in a negative space, I do not create anything. Like, I don't make any jewelry. I don't make any earrings or anything when I'm in a negative state of mind. You know, I try my best to keep everything in a positive perspective. That way, that's what I pass on to my customers. Same thing with teaching. If I'm in a negative place, I try my best not to teach classes. Like, it's just like, I want to make sure that whatever I bring forward, whatever I provide to people is a positive message, a positive note, a positive spirit. If I am in fact the rare breed, the dinosaur, so to speak, then I'm okay with that. I just felt like somewhere along the line, there has to be a stand, you know, like we have to fight for our positivity. It's a hard sell, I know, in this day and age, but if you're built on individuality, if you're built with that creative mindset, then being positive, that challenge, you will live up to. You will triumph over. You will be triumphant. It's not about how many likes you have. It's not about how many followers you have. It's about the message that you provide to those people. If I have 1 million followers and I'm feeding into the negativity in their life, it's not worth it. I don't want to spread the negativity. I want to spread the positivity. That way the negative, the mad media is no longer the predominant form of entertainment or source of entertainment. That we are going to flock towards the Trolls movie and the Happy Feet and whatever other happy movies there are out there. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, my listeners out there, however many they are, know that it's positivity here. Positive vibes only. I don't want it to be the world infested with negativity. I know negativity exists, but obviously negativity exists regardless. It's by default. The world does require balance, but I want to lean towards the positive perspective of things. And I hope, pray, that you do as well. So this is me, Crafty Z, your host, putting my positive foot forward and passing on the positivity to you. So by all means, pass it on to someone else and have a craftastic morning. Till next time, I'm your host, Crafty Z. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and my website is www.craftyz.com. Check out my classwork, my creativity page, and know that everything that you see on there is none but positivity. Mwah!